Hi there. It's a tough time right now for people all over the world. The corona pandemic is not just a threat to physical health. More and more people suffer mentally as well. So if you feel down, you're not alone in this. But everyone experiences stress differently. Maybe you're afraid of getting sick. Maybe you worry a lot about the well-being of your family or your friends. Maybe you feel alone and isolated because your language class has been cancelled. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you feel restless, nervous, or sad, or you notice that you get angry much more quickly than you used to. I have 4 tips for you today that should help you to get through these difficult times a bit better. Tip 1. Talk about it. If you're feeling down, talk to people you're close to. Call a friend or a family member and share your feelings. Or get in touch via the internet. Talk to your flatmate or to the person in the room next door, or to someone else that you trust. If you talk about things, they become much easier to handle. Tip 2. Do something you enjoy every day. Look for things that are fun and relaxing and try to do them regularly. Go for a daily walk in the park, listen to your favorite music, watch a movie on your smartphone. Try to eat regular meals. Regularity gives stability. It's important to keep up to date with the developments of the corona pandemic, but don't spend too much time on news sites. It's okay to take a break and take your mind off things with something fun or entertaining once in a while. Tip 3. Kids need a daily routine. Children suffer from the effects of the pandemic as well. They need a daily routine to feel stable. They should go outside at least once a day, get physical exercise, and play with other children. And kids as well need to talk about their feelings in order to cope with them. Playing and drawing can help them express their emotions. Take the time to explain to your kids what's going on at the moment and show them how to stay safe without frightening them. Teenagers need to stay in touch with their peers. They want to become more independent from their parents. Give them the chance to do that. Tip 4. Get help. Please note, if you have a fever, a cough, or other symptoms of the corona disease, please talk to someone on the staff of your shelter immediately. But take your mental health seriously too. Sometimes you might feel so low that talking to a friend is just not enough. The following signs are warning signals that tell you it's time to get professional help. If you can't sleep at night and don't feel like getting up in the morning. If you feel sad, restless, or afraid the entire day. If you suddenly get stressful memory flashbacks. If you worry about a child, or if you experience violence. If you don't enjoy anything or don't feel like doing anything anymore. If you experience one or more of these signals, it's time to get help. Talk to a social worker in your shelter. They are there for you. They can point you in the right direction to get professional help and make an appointment for you. If there is no one to talk to you around you, call the Corona Hotline. You find the number below on this website. They talk to you or help you get a counseling appointment in your own language. You can choose if you'd rather talk to a man or a woman. There are many more places in Berlin that can help you in your own language. You find the contact information below. And please note, doctors and advice centers work confidentially. That means they are not allowed to talk to anyone about the things you told them. You can even get help without giving your name. There are no disadvantages for you. Right now, it's a hard time for everyone. It's okay to get help. Please take care.